Lady Bird and the Fox, written by Kim Kelly and read by Mark Leonard Winter and Tamala Shelton.
Annie, are you there? Is that you, Annie?
Yes, I am here. And this is what you would call a disaster. I see what it is, on the front step of our home, not yet in the door to get the fire on. It shivers up through the soles of my boots, freezing my knees with seeing it, even while my mind is busy spinning, thinking that I've never before this moment known just what a disaster is. It's one of those words, isn't it? You say it all the time, not knowing what it truly means. Disaster. And so here it is. And I know, even as I am standing on this step, this moment is just a small beginning of it.
Annie!
Dad's been felled by a tree. He's calling out to me from the shadows inside, from the parlour room. I can see his new boots up on the sofa, wrong and mad.
Branch got him. Huge. It were straight across his middle.
Gudge is still going on, explaining beside me on the step. I look at Gudge. Abel Gudge, chief of our most recent lot of feckless farmhands, half a brain shared between him and that shabby mob he wandered down from the hills with. He nods at me.
We're at the river, Miss Annie, as I told you, on the rocks below them experimentals. Don't know how long he were there. With some hard work dragging him up through the beetroots all the way here, I tell you.
I don't tell him he wouldn't know hard work if it smacked him a swift one between the eyes. I can only feel Dad's pain falling over me like a dark, dark dream. Dad. Somehow I am in the door and beside him now. My knees drop to the floor. I see my dad on the sofa here before me, laid out and moaning through every line in his old face.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
He's praying to the rafters, and his hand is crushing mine. This is a disaster. A disaster. Oh, Heavenly Father, please help my dad. But even as I pray with him, I know this is no good. My poor father is broken. As I'm looking at him here, at his pale face and the sweat streaming into his beard from his suffering, I see a great big branch off one of the trees down at the riverbank lashing out at him, grabbing him up and shaking him, breaking him. Why? He would only have been going down there to bring up the fish trap, as we do of a Wednesday afternoon. It should have been me down there. And it would have been me most likely if I hadn't gone into Richmond with Sis, to the shops. For what? Nothing. McGowan's were having a clearing out sale on old gloves and bonnet trimmings and all sorts of remnant bits, so we went in for a bargain. But there was nothing there for us. Nothing I would let Sis have anyhow. I should have been down at the river, pulling up a basket full of mullet and sweet silver eels. The river is jumping with mullet. The tree would not have fallen upon me. I would have heard the split and crack of the branch. I would have dived into the water and swum away. And Dad would never have been harmed. He'd be inspecting his rows of beetroot for leafworm.
Oh no, poor Dad,
is about all I can say of the whole great terror of it. He doesn't care what I might say. He's talking to Jesus. Lips trembling at some conversation between them,